and poop.
Poop and pee.
Boyfriend Nation, how the fuck are you doing? We're back with another episode. It is Ryan DiPerna, Brian Kenny, Bill Squire. How are you boys?
Doing well. Just trying to win some money doing daily fantasy. And I'm not winning very much.
Yeah,
it's like 30 bucks.
It's very difficult. It's very difficult. You always try to second guess yourself, and I just wish that like we all had were pure math majors and could make a spreadsheet from this shit. Mm-hmm. One of us, we have to know some guy that like is good at math that we can like fucking scam this shit, right? It can't be that hard. I mean, I know it's hard.
Yeah.
I know it's hard, but like...
Well, because it's the randomness of it. But yeah, like, I feel like there is a strategy that you could probably use to consistently win decent money.
I mean, like...
Other than just, like, hunches.
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I listen to podcasts where people will talk about their math models, like, loving this guy. And, like, they'll get a couple right, but putting it all together... Like, I don't understand how you put it all together.
Yeah,
like,
right,
I'll listen to those and I'll watch my own, like read my own things, do my own research, and I'll find the guys that have huge weeks, and I'll have them in like a couple lineups,
right.
But it never lines up right. Like Albert Wilson when he had that crazy week,
yeah.
I had him in three different lineups, but the rest of my lineups were trash.
Mm-hmm.
It's about putting it all together. Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
And I think that what it comes down to is just having so many lineups that you can't miss, but then you got to spend a ton of money for that.
Fuck ton of money.
But if you can win $100,000 or something, then...
That's what I'm trying to do, like, weekly, and I've put together, like, two decent ones, but they're giving me, like, 75 cents. I've been doing, like, the quarter entries.
Oh, yeah?
Where it's, like, $40,000 to, like, in total prizes.
Right.
And, like, the top guy's getting, like, $1,500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
so
there's, like...
I'm shooting for something like that, but you got to be absolutely perfect.
Yeah, there's, like, 20,000 people in those things,
at
right?
least, yes.
Yeah. It sucks. I don't know. Hey, government, if you can come up with a fucking thing to give us free money.
money.
Wouldn't that be the life to just fantasy football for a living?
Some people do, man.
I know.
Some people, like, are professional fucking, like, sports gamblers, too. And yep. That drives me absolutely insane because...
But you should do that.
We should do... Okay, if there was some
You'd be Keanu Reeves in Hardball.
Gee, baby!
Oh, God.
Mine is the
heartbreaking movie. I watched that on...
Todd Gurley for the touchdown.
Fuck.
Yeah. I've got him in 2 leagues.
I'm going against him in 2 leagues.
I had a flight home from L.A., and they showed Hardball on the flight, and... What a fucking terrible movie to show on a flight, because it's just...
Oh, yeah. You're just all,
like,
weepy.
Yeah, but it's like, you're having a good time, it's kind of fun, it's like got this kind of Mighty Ducks feel, and then...
Spoiler.
They fucking, yeah, kill this little kid.
G-Baby dies.
Kills him, yeah.
And you're, I'm just like,
Keanu Reeves
fucking crying on an airplane now, I went home from L.A.
Yeah.
Luckily, everybody else was watching the movie, so everybody else was like, we're all just like, how did they do this to us?
I watched Hostels on a flight. That Christian Bale Western.
Yeah, fucking
about?
Great. That's
fucking
a
great.
One of the best movies I've seen all year.
Fucking great.
I've it's so, like, bleak, like, the entire way. Like, there's no, like, one point of, like, levity in it. It's,
mm-hmm.
like, just so fucking hard for 2.5 hours.
It's great. It's a really good Western. I love Western.
I do, too. I absolutely love it. Christian Bale knocks it out of the fucking park.
Watched it when I was
Christian
heading out
Bale.
West.
Is because he killed Heath Ledger. Has become our best. I think he killed Heath Ledger.
He absorbed his power.
Yeah,
that's
like,
true.
He didn't like being outdone in the Batman.
That and Daniel Day-Lewis retired.
What's that?
And yeah, Daniel. Yeah. He, like, his acting was like a superpower.
Have you guys seen the trailer for what's it called? The Dick Cheney movie.
Yes, that looks
no.
badass,
dude. Hold
that looks
it up on
awesome.
Your phone right now. Just so you can see what Christian Bale looks
like. I've seen
like.
The pictures.
But like,
holy shit.
Like, watching him, like, move and talk like him makes it even creepier.
It's directed by Adam McKay, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah,
yeah.
The man that brought us Step Brothers is now making our best movies.
Yes, absolutely. What was the Wall Street movie that he did a couple years ago? The Big Short?
Yeah, The Big Short.
That's
yeah.
a great movie.
Spectacular yeah. movie.
Who made the new Halloween?
Rob Zombie.
No. I don't know who made it.
Marilyn Manson.
I thought somebody well known. I really liked it.
I didn't see it. I actually watched the original Halloween for the first time.
What?
Ever.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that, to be honest with you, like start to finish either.
Yeah,
it's like my favorite horror franchise. I'm not super into horror movies, but like that's my favorite franchise, is the Halloween
one. It was good. It's one of those things, I mean, it's like been ripped off so many times that, but the one thing that I like about it is they don't try and make it too creepy. They make it, like, it becomes creepy because the houses are so normal and like the situations are so normal.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of times when you have those movies, everyone's like moving so slow and like the way the movie is shot, it looks like a horror movie the whole time. And I think making it look like a regular movie with someone just murdering you like made it scarier.
Yeah. I really think that my favorite horror series, like classic ones or whatever, are the Hellraiser ones.
I've never seen those.
Oh my god, the first Hellraiser is absolutely like demented, fucking scary. Like to this day, like it's still fucking creepy.
You know what I think the best horror series is? The News. Yeah. Commentary
going on. Oh, hey, with your hot take there, fucking 1-800 plumber.
How was the spider episode last week?
It was good. We talked about baking a lot, rage baking and stuff.
It was fun.
Yeah.
What is rage baking?
Spider has an anger problem, which causes his heart to like spike. And so
he's got a heart condition too. Yeah,
yeah, I knew he had a heart condition.
So that's how he deals with it.
Yeah, instead of like being angry, like when he gets angry, he like literally like detaches himself from society and just fucking bake. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Like that's so
it's
cool.
It's like a healthy way of dealing with it.
Yeah.
Except that now like his heart problems, his clogging his arteries from all the fucking refined sugars that he's putting into his body.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I went to a boyfriend's wedding. Shout out to Grant Hoffman.
Shout out, Grant Hoffman!
My boyfriends got married, and I met another... I've met him before, but...
All your boyfriends got married this year.
So many of my boyfriends... Well, no, most of them aren't boyfriends. Most of them don't listen to the show.
But
my
friends... Well, you have a lot of friends that got married.
I'm talking about a listener.
Oh,
Grant Hoffman.
Well,
he got married.
Sweetheart.
And then another dude who is like his friend that... Like, I met at his bachelor party. He became a boyfriend after I told him about the podcast.
Oh, really? No
shit.
Shout
out to Josh Less as well.
Shout out, Josh! Fucking subscribe to our Patreon that we don't have yet.
No, but we do need to set up... We have a Facebook, right?
Yeah, we do. We just haven't updated it.
All right, what we need to do is... And we can talk about this off air. But we can get, like, take this to another level.
Sure.
And get, like, the video going, and, like, once we get RDP Studios going upstairs.
Yeah, I'll show that to you after we're done here. I've been trying to, like, fucking...
masturbate on that live feed altogether.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're going to play...
I can't take you...
Do you play Cookie or Toast?
If I want to...
Growing up, what was the one that was talked about?
Oh, I want to...
Cracker?
I want a savory with my sweet. So, you know, I wanted to play cookie. I need to have that fucking sugar shot with that
I first heard about it as toast. When you jack off on a piece of toast.
I always heard it was Limp Bizkit.
Cookie or...
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit or... There's another one.
Did people actually play it, or was it just something
no.
that was
It was just about? A... No. Unless your name is Josh Lawhorn, who actually has fucking... Shout out Josh Lawhorn.
He actually played it?
Yeah, in the Marines. He was telling us. He was a loser. And now he has AIDS.
He actually ate it?
I think that was it. I don't know. I'm talking out of school, but like maybe...
Let's lock that one in instead.
Josh Lawhorn. All right, cool. Josh Lawhorn's a good guy. And you know how he's a good guy? Because, like, you know what, fellas? You know what, fellas? I guess I signed up for this. I'm going to have to eat your cum.
He's a man of his word.
I can't fucking stop looking at you with that goddamn mustache. Well. I can't put my finger on it who the fuck you look like. Like, I don't know. It's a cop. You went as a cop, right?
Yeah, I was a cop. Yeah.
I mean, like, you're nailing it right now.
Oh, I know. It's a good look. And then I think Wednesday... We're all dressing up, and I'm going to be the farting security guard.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just going to bring, like, a fart machine with me.
I know that Brent and Megan like a game show.
How was that?
It's fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It was like I ate some dick off the rip opening up the show with a stand-up set. But I ended up getting them before, but it was a solid turnout. It's not that big of a room. Everybody has such a huge, comfy chair for it.
Yeah, where's that at? It's at the Alex Theater.
At the Alex Theater, yeah. So they had like those recliner chairs.
That's such a hard place to get people to. Dude, I had like a deal with them last year trying to do those shows, and people just don't want to go to that building.
It's hard to get people anywhere.
No, I know, really. But like that building is like extra hard. Just because people think it's like too fancy or something. Like people go to the Agora show because they know the Agora, but like there's something about the Nine that's very intimidating to a lot of people in Cleveland.
I mean, it's like hard to get people to go downtown at all, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because I feel it, which is not, they're not wrong when they think it, but like it's hard to park down there, you know what I mean?
No,
like unless you
want to
fucking pay the $20 for the garage and shit like that.
Also, like in this day and age, if I go downtown, unless I'm going like on a regular like a weeknight where there's not anything going on, it's cheaper to take an Uber.
Yeah, 100%.
It's so fucking, well, there's some loopholes around paying a bunch of money.
Oh, I know, I got my garage that I use. But unless there's like an event, like if there's like a big concert or something where they're gonna charge you $15-$20 no matter what.
Yeah.
But usually I just park at the PNC.
That garage that's between, it's off of, what's the back entryway to, like, East 4th? What's that road? Like, Prospect?
You put in Prospect, I think.
Yeah. It's, like, not Prospect, and it's not the one further north. It's, like, a side street. There's a garage there behind, like, that Key Bank building that's always $10, no matter fucking what.
That's how much, the PNC building is $4 most of the time, and then if it's like a special event, the highest they go is 10.
Yeah.
So that's usually my go-to.
I don't know.
I can Uber from my apartment for like 8.
Yeah, it's not. It's
wait,
not.
The highest they go is 10?
That's the highest I've ever seen it.
Even with special events?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like tucked in, like it's not like a...
It's over there on Vincent.
Yeah, that's what it
is. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't know that it only went up that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's a new move.
Yeah. I went there. I parked there.
It's close too.
The day that the Indians lost, they lost like their game 3 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Cavs had like a preseason game, and everything was fucking jacked up, and it was like $10 on.
There's that one lot. I'm not gonna say which one it is because I don't want to ruin it. But if you enter in the side employee entrance, it's always $6.
Oh yeah.
And
you could pass as a bouncer.
Too, I'm like honestly too afraid that I'm gonna get caught and like kicked out of that garage.
You just gotta walk with confidence, buddy. Walk
it's
like
the,
you're gonna fucking crack some hands.
Because Mary told me that they do have like a list of all the employees that should be able to use employee passes.
Oh, so I know exactly where it is now. Mm-hmm. All right, well,
I still do it sometimes. It depends.
Ah, whatever. I just watched apropos to nothing that we were talking about, but I just watched
this ghost.
Yeah, Way of the Gun. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, that's a good movie
with fucking Ryan Phillippe and Benicio del Toro. It's fucking, it slaps, dude.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
But the way it starts off is
completely different.
Yeah.
It's where? Like, I can't remember what I watched it on. Oh, it was on TV. It's got to be on like Netflix or Hulu, one of the streaming services you have, has to carry it or whatever. But tonally, it's a little bit like off because I feel that whoever directed it wanted to make it like a Tarantino movie where there's like humor mixed in with like hardcore violence. There's a lot of hardcore violence and they go for some humor moments. But it doesn't, and it's like, well, you gotta go like over the top with this, whatever.
Well,
but
just the way that starts off, and I kind of don't want to ruin it for you. It's just like a really
you couldn't do that today, is how it starts.
Yeah, you can't do a movie like that.
They basically, we ruin it. It's not like an integral part to the plot or whatever.
Yeah.
But like the movie starts off with Ryan Phillippe beating the shit out of fucking Sarah Silverman in a parking lot, who has no, like, is just a tertiary character.
She's just talking shit.
Yeah.
Like, Like, my boyfriend will fuck you up.
She's really funny. Yeah. That's a really funny scene. Yeah. Yeah. But, like,
and
then that's...
he just beats the shit out of her.
Yeah. But there's, like, no... They never come back and reference the humor. It, like, goes, like, dark after that.
Yeah,
it's like,
super dark.
But still a good movie. And, like, a lot of cool... Like, James Caan is in it. And,
I like James Caan.
I love James Caan. Taye Diggs. Taye Diggs is in it. Remember him?
I remember Taye Diggs.
He plays a good part. But, I don't know, man. Fucking... Anyways. What did everybody do for Halloween this year?
I went to a party and then left the party early because there was a false alarm shooting at the AMC theater over there at Ridge Park Square.
Where is that?
And my daughter was at.
Wait, for real?
Like, what? Yeah. What do you mean a false alarm shooting?
Like, they evacuated the place because employees and patrons had said that they heard loud pops, and so, like, everybody was, like, sent out of the theaters, like, immediately. Like, she said it was, like, hysteria. Like, everybody was, like, running out of there and, like, got, like she was getting, like, knocked over and shit.
Jesus.
Yeah. It, when she got home, she was, just, like, shaking, like really upset. And, like, luckily, nothing bad actually happened. But somebody was, you know, someone did something to make it, to trigger that panic. And they're looking into it.
I'd imagine it'd be really fucking easy to do that nowadays.
Especially, you know what I mean? When there was a shooting earlier in the day, it's Halloween, like, people are, like, kids are being assholes.
Oh, for sure.
So, I haven't looked online to see if there's any, like, follow-up, but it's just a fucking shitty situation. We just live in a shit time right now where people do things like that. There's a desensitized... People being desensitized to, like, how to just coexist.
I mean, I'm kind of, to be honest with you, like, I heard about that mass shooting yesterday, and I was like, yeah, okay, and moved about my day. Not because it's not horrible or anything like that, it's just that it literally happens all the time.
Right. South Park's killing that right now. South Park touched on that in their opening episode this year.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
I have not watched South Park.
I'll have to watch that.
I've
since
watched.
PC Principle.
I'm 100% caught up on that show. I love that show.
No, you're a big South Park. Oh, speaking of that, yeah. No, I wanted to talk about this, actually, this week. The fucking bombing thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. Right? Like, how... And I know we were kind of, like, joking around about, like, the false flag thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if it was a false flag, like, it would be, like, by the Democrats or whatever, like, Democratic operatives, it would be the most heavy-handed fucking... false flag, you know what I mean, with all the Trump flags or whatever.
Yeah,
but that just goes to show you how stupid fucking people, like, those people actually exist. Like, they are that stupid.
Yeah.
Which is amazing to me. There's a million of those fucking guys that are, like, on fucking Trump meme pages on Facebook and stuff like that.
How were you unsuccessful sending out? Like, he was like, what, over how many?
13?
Yeah, yeah,
Browns,
nobody,
baby.
Nobody got hurt. You sent out 13 bombs.
I know.
And nobody got hurt?
And using the mail. Who uses the mail? Nobody picks up the mail anymore.
We can't email a bomb.
Jesus Christ.
Ah, that's true. I mean,
he lives in a van. Like, he was not a...
But then be a man. Be a
down
man.
Down by the river.
Be a man like the fucking...
And Hillary's taking all our tax dollars and putting it into abortions. And that's why I'm thrice divorced living in a van.
Another touchdown for this dude. There's another guy I flirted with putting in lineups.
Who is it?
As long as they lose...
Josh Reynolds.
Ah,
fuck. I looked long and hard at putting him in a couple lineups.
Come
God
on.
Damn it.
I need fucking Aaron Rodgers to step it up here. Anyways, like, maybe Cesar Sayak or whatever the fuck that guy's name is should be a man like John Hodgkinson's and take a gun and fucking actually go out onto a softball field and start taking out people that he doesn't like. Instead of using a fucking mail. What a fucking pussy. Sit down. That's what all fucking Trump supporters. They're all fucking pussies. I don't give a shit. It is all me. No, it's all me. I don't care. What are you? Secret Service. I live at 1653
Damn.
Madison Avenue. That's not my address. Come get me, bitches. I'm gonna fucking... not assassinate the president, but I'll send him a tersely worded letter. Did you see the thing yesterday where he went to his rally? And, like, they were saying, is he going to do his rally? He's going to cancel it out of respect, but he ended up doing it. His opening remarks, so he's like, look at my hair. He's like, you see how my hair is a little messed up right now? I was standing underneath Air Force One answering questions about the shooting, which is horrible, horrible, you know, folks. But anyways, so it came out, and here I am. I look like this. And some people say I should have canceled the rally because I'm having a bad hair day, okay? And everybody, like, started fucking... I swear to God, this is true.
This is the weirdest timeline.
Oh, no, it's fucking great. The day of! Like, just shut the fuck up. And then last night...
major hate crime shooting.
And then last night, did you see how he... instead of, like, tweeting anything about that, he tweeted something about, like... the Dodgers left it, took out Rich Hill. It's like fucking Jim, like, let's go to Don in Queens. You're on the jungle. The Dodgers left in Rich Hill too long. It's like Vic in NoCal. I tweeted at Jim Rome today, put Donald Trump in the smack off, please. Vic in NoCal. Big Don in Queens, your lettuce is trash. You went like Najee Davenport to our country's foreign policy's closet. If there's anybody that's a listener, a fan of The Jungle, Jim Rome, these are all references that are inside. Chris Klemm, basically this is for Chris Klemm.
Enjoy. Does Chris Klemm listen?
Chris Klemm is like our number one fan.
Oh, fantastic.
Chris Klemm needs to be on.
If he's a Rome fan too, then to listen to Matt in Cleveland. We've talked about
that's right.
On the podcast before. Matt in Cleveland is one of my best friends. He's one of the all time fuck ups on the Jim Rome show too.
Yeah. We're going to have Klemm. He's going to be here. I talked to him like last week for Thanksgiving break. He's going to be on the podcast.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Yes. So maybe we could do like a cross pod with the C4 one.
Yeah, talk about that. Ty Lue getting fired.
Why?
11 days into the season.
I mean, he's a terrible coach. But fire him before the fucking season.
Before the season, or let him play it out. Like, there's it does nothing except make
the organization. How are you reactionary at all after 6 games of the NBA season?
What plan do they have? I don't understand.
They have no plan.
Well, but, like, ostensibly, it's for fucking... open up the fucking door.
Who is it?
It's fucking...
let's down, Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh, look at the king
of the light. Hey, Jim.
Hey, buddies.
Jimmy Graham is here, everybody.
I got a yappy dog.
I love her.
What kind of a dog do you have?
She's a Cairn Terrier Poodle mix, like Toto from Wizard of Oz, but with a softer coat.
Like big or
tiny?
Tiny. Didn't you have like a golden retriever or something like that?
I had a golden retriever.
No. Okay. Yeah, he had the golden retriever. You probably see me house and dog sitting that one with the crazy eye.
Yeah, that's probably.
That's my buddy Sean's dog.
Yeah.
He's the best.
I like good dogs. I like corgis, those little weird Cody Cooper looking dogs. So stumpy.
So Tim, shout out Tim Cornette, he does like a dog training service now, mm-hmm. or whatever. And like, we buy
life
things
coach for dogs.
Yeah,
right?
We buy things off of Tim anyways. So like, he
might
came.
As well.
Yeah. But he was trying to help Cody's dogs, and I guess Cody's dogs are real fucking
Cody's dogs, that's why I don't go to work out at Cody's basement gym, because I hate his dogs.
I mean, I'm fucking
dogs are so goddamn annoying.
Bad dogs. Yeah, they're giant. I got one.
I won't get you.
Just leave it there. We're good. Here, I got a microphone for you, bitch.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude.
Drink by yourself, you sad loser.
No, I have one open. It's
just... That's the drinking couch.
Welcome Jimmy Graham to the podcast.
Hi.
He is a bitch and a half.
Avid sports fan.
Avid sports fan, Jimmy Graham.
I love sports.
He also said to me, I said, hey, we're going to go watch the Browns game at East End or whatever today. And he texted me back, I'm firm.
Yeah, I was beating off. Dude.
Yeah. He's like, I'm sort of down. I was like, no, okay. You didn't have to tell me.
He's doing his lunges. His buns are feeling real tight. I'm firm.
I don't know. No, what were we talking about? Fucking your stupid mustache. God damn it! I can't stand it.
It's rough looking. Yeah.
Are you gonna grow out the beard, or are you just gonna like go clean shaven?
No, I'm gonna super trimmers.
Yeah, you do. That's who it is. It's fucking Farva.
A few times. Yeah. I was gonna let you find it on your own. Yeah, no. I'm not gonna help you.
I didn't want to say it.
Oh, a liter of cola. No, I did not. Fucking. That's who it was.
No, because it's like, what, November in November, so I'm just going to let my beard grow out as it...
Oh, you could be like chubby Marc Maron.
I tried to do a handlebar, and that looks real unsettling. I couldn't, it didn't look right.
You kind of give off a little bit of John Wayne Gacy vibe here, too.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm going to put a picture of John Wayne Gacy without the clown makeup as the bumper here.
All right. I love that comparison, but
John Wayne Gacy does work. John Wayne Gacy plays.
Gacy.
Right. Yeah. If I'm George Zimmerman, you're John Wayne Gacy. That's exciting.
Problematic podcast! John Wayne Gacy, George Zimmerman, buddy movie, buddy cop movie, buddy cop movie.
Last time I was on here, weren't we talking about something about Brian's dad like strangling?
Oh yeah, no, the Rocky River Strangler.
Yeah. I haven't forgotten, dude.
He's giving us the kills.
Yeah, my family did not appreciate.
Oh shit. Well, listen here, Mr. That's Kenny. I've been working on this case, alright?
It's only because...
They appreciate it because he's actually murdered people! Yeah.
Well, no, he has no idea that it was even talked about. My mom, though, too.
Yeah, because I was on... because we talked about it on the radio.
Talked about it
on the radio. We talk about it here. In travel, but...
I don't know if you guys have seen Making a Murderer, but I've been doing that behind the scenes. That's why I haven't been on this podcast. 6 months.
Making a Murderer, Rocky River.
The Rocky River Strangler.
That's funny. What's the John Wayne Gacy's George Zimmerman buddy cop movie called?
We can throw Paramore.
Stop or my kid will shoot.
We can throw Paramore in there. He's the Facebook killer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, no, that's right. Paramore was a Facebook killer. He got really mad about that.
Yeah, he did.
Well, sorry, Paramore.
He gets all mad at me about saying he looks like the Facebook killer. And then is, like, adamant that I look like George Zimmerman. I was like, fuck you. Facebook killer-ass bitch.
What was his name? Charlie Charles?
I don't know.
Yep, yeah. Charlie Charles.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Is that Peyton Manning?
That shit was hilarious. I remember you talk about it sometimes, Brian, but when John Bruton just brought you up as George Zimmerman.
It was the Monday after the verdict. And it was at like the Blue Martini Lounge. It was an all-black crowd. We rolled dice in the alley before the show.
Wait a minute.
To set the lineup.
That's the
you guys
best.
Are shooting bones.
We were rolling dice. Not really the alley. Yeah, like outside of the bar against the wall. We were rolling dice to see who went in the line. Like how the order was.
I think you were there with me on Martin Luther King Day at Make 'em Laugh Mondays, which is that's like another like predominantly black room. But he brought us up as he's like, the next two comedians, colonizers, motherfuckers on Martin Luther King Day. I thought that was awesome. John's pretty good at that.
John's great.
Being hateful towards white people, he's great at it. That's
like this whole thing. His Halloween costume is white face.
No, it was. It was great. It was the guy from fucking awesome. The Eddie Murphy sketch.
I did his breast cancer awareness show where all the guy performers had to wear no shirt. Which, like, all of the guy performers in the back did not want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, Marlon Fears brings the fucking...
Of course he did.
He is, like, excited to go shirtless. He's wearing socks.
Look at my titties!
He's wearing socks and sandals and shorts, and he brought, like, a workout band to pump himself up before he
What if there's a lady that's impressed? He wants to look good for him.
I think you said it, but that show is just John just trying to show everybody that that's he's exactly. not fat yet.
John was looking for professionally done Tinder photos is what he was doing. Yeah. He wanted to mix... him being on stage and him being topless in a one ultimate Tinder.
Sure, absolutely.
The other thing I said when I got up there is
also, let's talk
about... bill this as breast cancer awareness, but everybody is aware of breast cancer. This is not a fundraiser for breast cancer. There's no doctor in the back showing how you gotta self-examine.
Yeah.
It's just for the people John's who don't know what breast skinny. Cancer is.
But also based on, like John... I don't know. It's not that wasted time. I'm not impressed by John's... Like, if he, like, the girls that he brings around,
he's not picky.
He's so not picky to a point, like, him. Like, first of all,
shout out, John. I love you, John.
I love you too, John. You know. But I can't ever tell if it's a new one.
Well, that's just because you're racist.
It's the same thing. Like, Ray Highclack would do the same thing, and he just bring fat girls around all the time.
That's true.
And I'm like, Ray, you gotta tell me. Who these are, if it's one that I've met before or not, because I just say hi, and then like
that's why I never. There, like, I'm with
good
you
to see you again. I'm like, yeah.
I never.
Same with John though, because they'll just bring these.
I never know which one's John either.
Sometimes John's the girlfriend.
I'm approached by black guys all the time. Like, John.
Do you guys remember when? When he used to bring his, like, fiance to shows, but, like, they hated each other so much that John used to just make her circle the block in her car. Like, yes. She wouldn't even come to the
show. He's always done that, though. Like, that's one of his main moves to win. Is he just goes about his business and is like, do whatever you want.
That's why it was kind of rich. Back in a minute. It was kind of rich. And, like, I'm not speaking out of school here because there's I'll no fucking tell this to him.
I don't
want no, to I know. No, I just mean to him. I'll tell this to his face. But, like, fucking, that's why he was kind of speaking out of school when he was being. Saying that you were problematic. It's like, motherfucker, like, what the fuck?
He was right.
No, he's not wrong. Yeah, you're an awful piece of shit, but, like, don't fucking...
Don't cast stones.
That's the pot calling the kettle negro.
Like, stand together, be like...
Oh, that was a really good joke. Fucking stepped all over.
Yeah,
that's all right. It was really racist, too, so hopefully nobody listened to it. Yeah, anyways, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Which one's John again?
John works at every store I go to.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, it's John Bruton. I think it's hashtag crushing it.
Where do you come up with something like hashtag crushing it? That's just so original and hilarious.
Hilarious.
How do you even... Who's that creating?
I'm pretty... You know what?
I don't know.
Kudos to them.
There, you can rack your brain for a decade.
I've been working my thing.
What's your hashtag?
Get her done?
Well, no, it's... Thanks. Thank you, everybody. My name is Jimmy Graham. God bless Cleveland. Go Browns.
Smoking and fucking. Smoking and fucking.
Crushing
and raping. Fucking and raping. Wait, hold on. We're going to... This is Marlon Fears' Instagram story, which is a fucking classic.
I got this forehead. Cornbread.
He's going to die from cornbread intake.
He's running on a treadmill.
I'm sorry. I'm just not that way sometimes.
We should reshoot, like, the...
Yeah, that forehead! It was a fucking cornbread! Yes, his forehead! Yeah, yeah! I can't help it! Cornbread! Yeah, yeah!
Got this cornbread, man!
I'm so glad you learned all these stories.
First on blue.
Now it's Mr. Cornbread Love.
Oh, I love him so much.
It used to be G Happy Cornbread, which was my favorite.
He's a real treasure.
He's the best of all time. Fucking A. Packers losing less by 7.5, baby. Keep it up.
I think he's the new Tracy Morgan.
He is. He's like...
Marlon Fears is the new Tracy Morgan. Call him now.
The Cleveland Tracy Morgan.
Marlon Fears, you're the Cleveland Tracy Morgan.
I will get your cornbread pregnant. We get your forehead pregnant.
My favorite thing that he ever did one time, I was at a show and I was trying to hide in the back while he was on stage doing his like brilliant flow of consciousness set, and he just locked eyes with me. He's like, "What's your name?" "Hey, eyeballs." And he just called me eyeballs.
What was the intro like?
Yeah, eyeballs.
What was the thing that, like,
I had him write my intro for the comedy album that Josh Morrow was like, "We need to put out a CD." It's awful. We need to do a hard copy cassette disc.
Come on, man.
And I had Marlon write my intro, and it was like some shit like, and I had Polk read it, and it was like,
read it like straight up.
Yeah, it was like, "Jimmy Graham is he's a really nice, generous guy. He's also inside be dark as hell."
Oh my god, James Earl Brassfield had he told me one of the jokes from his Roast of Marlon Fears set, and he talks about Marlon making a living busting up Schiffer Roast for a nickel.
That was a great... We have that recorded somewhere. I really gotta put it out.
Was that when Brett like went crazy?
No, that was Marlon Fear's fucking roast. Okay. Remember we did the fucking video intro?
What happened? When he got...
That was when he...
Super drunk on his birthday.
When he pied himself in the face. Yeah. No. The Marlon one, remember?
He was doing the roast battle against that Jenny girl.
Yeah.
And he fucking...
He's
like, you're fat bitch.
And she never did comedy.
No, I don't think she did after that, actually. But
I thought she didn't do comedy because of John Bruton. I don't know why and what John Bruton said.
No, John really offended her because he was on my podcast, a different podcast than this, several years ago. And he started talking about like how, hey, animals, don't fucking attack Bill. He started talking about how gay people should be treated just the same as the Jews in the Holocaust. And like, listen, he was being hyperbolic, but maybe you should have picked your words a little bit better.
Who said that?
John, but he was trying to be funny, but it just didn't come off.
Yeah, John doesn't always sell it right.
Yeah,
he doesn't always walk the line.
He's right, by the way, about me being problematic.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, we know, Jim.
Why are you problematic?
Oh, because he beats women?
He's in their weight class.
Yeah dude, exactly. That's true.
Equal rights, equal fights, dude.
No, but like then fucking that Jenny girl like messaged me. She's like, I was offended by whatever John said. I was like, take it with fucking John. Like, I'm not fucking John's fucking keeper. And he would fucking say the same thing about me. Anyways, fuck you, John, if you're listening. But you're not, because you're a bitch. So get the fuck out of here.
Doesn't Chick make, like, dog pillows now?
I think so. What was the thing that made me mad?
Pillows out of dogs?
Yes.
I love dogs so much.
It's like Mr. Burns in that fucking Simpsons episode. See my vest. Fucking, so I didn't show this to you. Well, I sent it to you, but you guys wanted to watch this live here. I'm going to bring up my computer in the other room real fast. The Kelsey Grammer stand-up.
Yeah, I would like to see this.
Yes. Talk amongst yourselves for like 35 seconds here.
All right. I really wish Ryan would prepare better because he should have had this ready to go. He is problematic at when it comes to
show prep. I wish he would just...
He is also the only one that did show prep.
Move out into the woods and stop bothering people.
He probably will at some point. But he'll be, like, kind of forced to.
Yeah. It's like Ted Kaczynski.
Okay. That Browns game sucked, huh?
Yeah, it did. Heard it. All the butts. You know what they didn't do good? Win. They didn't do win good.
Yeah.
Sports talk.
It's a sports podcast, huh?
Pretty much.
This is a dick podcast.
It's a dick and poop podcast that we sometimes talk about.
Yeah. Mm. That's what the boyfriends want.
Mm-hmm.
The boyfriends love it.
How many listeners do you guys have now?
All of them.
5 million.
Hell yeah.
And all they do is just, they listen to this and then they poop on the toilet and then they send us pictures of it. That's how our fans show their loyalty. At least they better.
Yeah.
Everybody. Now you don't got the cord?
No. I'll edit it back.
Kelsey
Grammer, stand up. Just for laughs.
What is happening?
This is when he was on TV as one of the most popular shows.
This dude was so fucked up on cocaine.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm gonna do scat now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be a scat man.
It's like a Tim and Eric bit!
This is bizarre.
He was coked out of his fucking mind.
This is just off-putting.
No, it is. What? Wait, it gets even...
How long is this?
Another minute.
Yeah. Is that just for laughs?
Yeah.
What's awesome is, like, there's probably the new faces that year, and then everyone's like, no, fuck it, we gotta go watch Kelsey Grammer.
Wait, this is the best part.
people are eating it up.
Yeah.
No, because it's all in earnest. That's the thing. It's not like a bit.
That's vocal blackface, dude.
Yeah.
I think I was also doing vocal blackface when I was doing the Tracy Morgan voice. So.
Pepperoni roll, scrambled eggs.
Move the crowd shots.
Oh, Geronimo!
I haven't been able to get that song out of my head in the past like 3 fucking days.
That's, I will say this, you kind of sold us a bill of goods in that that's not stand-up, that's him just singing and scatting.
No, I know.
But
that's why it's labeled stand-up. I was with you in the same boat when I fucking...
Yeah, I forget. Yeah, you didn't upload it. Yeah, they shouldn't have labeled it stand-up.
No, that's why it's so fucking
horrible.
Bizarre.
Yeah, mate.
Fucking Just For... didn't Dalton went to fucking Just For Laughs, didn't
Dalton done it, Tube's done it. I think Ramon did it.
Polk's done it,
yeah.
Did they all bomb? Did they not get fucking...
Twos got fucked, though. Twos, the year that Twos went up, Dan Soder, like, murdered right before him.
Mm. And then everybody left.
And then everybody just followed Soder out, like, the Pod Piper, and then Twos went up, and nobody was there.
No, that's what I heard. I thought Dalton got fucked, too, for some reason. Didn't he?
Yeah, but he deserved it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm not sure.
Fuck you, Dalton.
But it's one of those things where... It's, like... I mean, Polk did it, and I'm sure he did great, but, like, it's not what it used to be. It's still, like, a goal for every comic. Like, I would be able to get it, but it's not, like, what it was in the 90s where you go there and they sign you to, like, a $300,000 development deal right as soon as you, like, walked off stage.
Yeah.
That shit doesn't happen anymore.
I mean, now, comedy isn't like it was in the fucking...
No, but it's... I mean, there's, like, a new comedy boom now, I would say.
There's a huge comedy bubble. Like, how does
it's pop? I think it's pop.
It's gonna.
I think it's already popped. There's no. I don't
Netflix
know.
Netflix gave everybody something.
I think that, like, I know people. You know what I mean? But, like, I fucking see people come up with Netflix. I've never heard of half of these people.
Right, but that's the thing is, as long as people are showing up, and the thing is, there's people that
are. But are they?
Like, if they find that audience, and they sell tickets, then there's always going to be that growth. But there's some people that are getting on there, and, like, it's not... Because it's different being funny in real life than being funny on video. it's so hard to be
true
to have that on video translate.
I'm just
you have to be trans
it helps.
Half Indian
you gotta get that genre.
Autistic psychopath who has a one man show. It's not about comedy anymore.
Right.
I mean, it helps if you're autistic.
Well, most comics are autistic.
No, that's true.
But there's people that are just blowing up too. That, like, Sebastian Maniscalco added a third show at Playhouse Square,
which is nuts.
That's insane. Like, and that dude's fucking funny. And
very
sold
funny.
Out four shows in a row at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, like that's like
Oop.
There's
exactly.
Sebastian
Maniscalco.
So he's a guy that can walk around and be the most famous person someone's ever met. And then most of the people won't know who he is. Mm. Like that.
He sounds like a Rasta crab to me.
Hey, man, get out of the way of my pincers, man.
Praise be to Jah. Fucking get out of here, Sebastian.
Sebastian.
He's like a Brian Regan.
Go.
Yeah, he's got that kind of thing. And it's not from anything other than stand-up. Like
he's pretty clean. Like he's very
He's pretty clean, and it's just... It's really... A lot of his comedy is just talking down about people that he finds disgusting, and but he doesn't swear. So people are like, it's clean.
It's like Muslims, am I right? Gross. Ew.
Just people eating...
What a bunch of buttheads, huh? What a bunch of Sharia buttheads.
Balderdash, I says.
Oh, yeah, I kept on screaming that all the bad calls or bad plays on the Browns today were fooey.
Balderdash.
Get that fooey out of here.
Frankly, I don't give a care.
I think swearing is so last year.
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
I don't give a care about it.
Swearing means you don't have good command of the English language.
That's right.
Just lazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Hi, Sarah. My lovely wife, give a shout out to all the boyfriends. That's all the respect you deserve, you fucking pieces of subhuman trash that have no dignity that you have to listen to us.
You took a church.
Anyways. Thank you.
Mark Price should be the new Casper.
Oh, yes. We were talking about that before, about Ty Lue getting fired. I don't think we ever finished that thought.
No, we didn't.
Very silly. Dan Gilbert, again.
Do you think he would... My theory is that he got Halloween drunk while he was dressed up as a short version of, you know, the Terminator or something.
He was probably Gordon Gekko.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He definitely was.
A short Gordon Gekko.
Greed is good. Remember when Michael Douglas said he got throat cancer from eating just too much pussy?
So I want to die.
Good for him. But, like, Catherine Zeta-Jones was like, yeah, okay. Like, sorry. That was fucking Traffic was on Showtime the other day. Do you remember that movie?
I saw it a long time ago.
Great movie. Rewatch it, man. I mean, it's
but anyway,
like,
what are you guys' thoughts on Ty Lue getting fired?
Oh,
It's a lot like the movie Traffic.
Yeah. And that
it
should have
television.
Won Best Picture.
Yeah.
And it didn't. And Michael Douglas is involved somehow.
All right.
Being that he looks like Dan Gilbert from fucking, you know.
I don't know. I mean, we all saw that coming, though, right?
Not after six games.
Of the season.
Yeah.
They should have done it.
I mean, those were the first six games that he ever coached. Hear that joke?
Ah!
You know what I mean?
Sports jokes, Jimmy.
Dude, I fucking love smoking and fucking. God bless Cleveland. Go Browns. Jimmy Graham, that's mine.
Hashtag crushing it.
Hashtag volumizing shampoo.
That was a very funny joke.
Yeah, that was good. That was good, Mary Byrne. I told Mary that I was going to start a GoFundMe to buy her volumizing shampoo.
That's very funny. Shout out, Mary. Santoro.
Who is who's coaching the Cavs now?
Larry Drew.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I mean, they fired Damon Jones though. Also,
what?
Yeah.
He looks like a Bay Bay's kid, dude. He's got like diaper butt.
Bay Bay's kid.
We don't die, we multiply.
Problematic Jimmy Graham, everybody.
Like, this is referencing a popular, semi, kind of a cult classic.
No, he's just in general is problematic. Fuck the Giants. I can't believe they fucked me. Well, I can't believe it.
Why? What? How did you?
They were only, they were plus 110. They were almost even for this game. And they fucked me. Oh well, that's fine. As long as the Packers fucking win, I start how I started.
Did that game end already?
No, but it's getting close.
Why are they showing
Oh, stuff? By the way, I kicked your ass fucking last
skull
week.
Skull fucked me.
I skull fucked you, buddy.
Last week, yeah. I got a real tight one with Polk that is looking like he's going to pull out unless Mark Ingram has a big game and Gronk doesn't do anything.
Does he still draft an all-white team?
He didn't this year.
No,
this
and
the first
I
year
like,
didn't.
Game planned around that because he shows up late for the draft naturally. And then I pick up the best white running back with my first pick of the second round thinking he's going to trade me Todd Gurley, who's like the best player that he got in the first round. So I had it all figured out, and I was going to exploit him, and then he's like, nah, I think I'm going to do it regular.
He taught me something that's ruined my life, but he told me one time, he's like, no, being on time makes you look desperate, which I actually said while getting fired from a job. They're like, why are you late all the time? I was like, well, being on time kind of makes you look desperate.
It's not a bad, he's kind of right.
Well, it depends on what it's for, though.
Yeah, yeah. American.
No, I
readings.
Say straight across the the board.
Yeah. You're trying to get the work, you know, might be on time.
Listen, I mean,
are you an on time guy or are you an early guy?
I'm on time guy.
On time. How about people that show up early and then they make you look like a piece of shit for being on time?
It depends on what the thing is. Like a lot of people will tell you that I'm horrible at that kind of thing, but I'm on time for work every single day, and I'm. Like, especially at a club, at least a half hour early to the show.
I'm not at all. I'm so bad at that.
Like official shows, I'm there typically a half hour early.
Bill looks like he's going to arrest Brian for having a wrestling show without a permit.
I look like a doorman now.
Yeah, a little bit. You gotta grow that beard out fucking bushy like mine.
I don't like it.
You gotta fucking. It doesn't feel good. You look hard as fuck.
I think I look handsome as fuck like this.
Yeah,
all right, let's wrap this up.
I mean, look, you always look handsome, buddy.
Thanks,
but do you want to look hard?
No.
Do you want to look stiff?
You can go mustache, too. Nice. I like this. Let's all do November.
I'm not shaving my beard,
my,
man. I'm fucking growing
my
out. I'm ZZ Topping.
Lifestyle. This is not like a holiday kind of thing.
I'm ZZ Topping this shit.
You think mine is? I look terrible right
you
now.
You obviously treat it that way.
Because I care about whatever the charity is.
It looks like you live next door.
That's another thing. I'm not raising shit for any sort of anything by growing a mustache. I'm just
Bill, it looks like you live next door to a milkshake, a french fry, and a ball of meat.
Still have hair on the top of my head.
That fucking movie is so fucking
the best awesome. The drum solo of life, Neil. That's Mr. Melon to you.
You must sacrifice yourself to the great red ape sexually.
Alright, we're at like an hour anyway. Right. We're fucking
we
close
you guys.
Off the rails.
Love
you guys.
Hey,
billsquare.com for all my dates.
RDP comedy. I actually have a fucking essay coming out next week. At the end of next week. We'll have another episode.
I bought buttsex.net. Or not buttsex,
poopsex.
I bought a couple different poopsex ones that aren't .com.
Poopsex.ag.
I'm going to link them to IamBrianKennedy.com.
I like it.
Good call. All
Thank
right.
You.
Jimmy, you got anything to plug? You got anything to plug?
Just my ass, baby. What do I have? I just found out. We just locked in Bobby Kelly in February 15th, I think, with me and Squire.
Where
at? Correct?
At the Winchester.
All right, cool.
Tickets are about to go up November 1st.
Tight. All right. Go to our fucking Facebook page. We'll plug all this stuff. All right, bye.